Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, our good friend Gina Goodwin, joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Gina, you angel straight from heaven. How are you, my dear?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good.
I think you're the reason, or one of the reasons, that we started a feature like the Good Vibe Tribe, because
Factual.
We wanted to highlight things like this that are happening in the community all the time. You have been a longtime supporter of our show, donating time, donating toys, donating money, and you started donating free turkey dinners. How many years is this you've been doing it now?
I think this is year 14, but the last, really since COVID, it's taken, a whirlwind of return.
And tell everybody how many people you fed last year.
Almost 21,000, a little bit over 21,000. However, I've already surpassed that in orders for this year.
Where do you find the time?
I believe right now we did a little tally last night just to keep you guys updated, and we're at 23,741 orders.
Gina, why did you decide to do this? Why did you decide that feeding people at Thanksgiving is what I'm going to do?
So I think it's no secret that, I have 7 children that are all adopted from state custody. My 2 older children were found many years ago eating out of trash barrels. And when they came to us, we promised them that that was never going to happen again. And we weren't going to let other people do that. And then when I became a visiting nurse and working Thanksgiving mornings, people would say to me, like, thank you for coming. You're the only face that I would see. And I would feel so bad that they didn't have a dinner. So I, would come home and pack up our leftovers and bring it back to them. And then it went on to just delivering turkeys. Then it went on to people that just couldn't, like, physically or financially make their own food. And then it went on to COVID, where, family members were passing away that held Thanksgiving, or family members were too ill to get out for Thanksgiving. And now the state, as you probably know without going into politics, is kind of in a uproar, and people are losing benefits, people are losing paychecks. So we are seeing the highest demand right now of people that need food.
And Gina, correct me if I'm wrong, but last year you did the vast majority of this out of your own kitchen. Is that true?
So I continue to do that. However, I have bought a restaurant since then.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations.
See what happens when you do good things? It gets so big, you have to bake it bigger.
The universe gets you a restaurant.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just a little shout out to School Street Foods. We're in Linfield, and we have the best pastelitos in America. So everybody should give them a try. But anyways, we are open on the restaurant. The restaurant is open on Thanksgiving Day also from 12 to 4, giving out free turkey dinners. So for anyone that wants to come in and have a dinner, a coffee, a cold drink, a piece of pie, and conversation, we will be there.
Wait, what was the name of the restaurant again? I want to write it down. I want to make sure we get it.
School Street Foods.
Okay. And where is
it? In Linfield, Mass.
Okay.
Linfield.
All right. So you can look up School Street Foods in
Linfield. So our doors will be open. Yep. Well, our doors will be open from 12 to 4 for the public. So anybody, no questions asked. Nobody needs to bring proof. Nobody needs to bring an ID. There's nothing. You need to come in, sit down, have a hot meal, and maybe talk to somebody else that's also in there for a hot meal.
If you want to donate to Gina's Giving Back Thanksgiving Meals, text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. Your goal is to get together $5,000. I see you've got about $2,000 collected so far.
Let's fix that quick.
Yeah, so again, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we'll send you back the direct link to Gina's GoFundMe page.
Gina, I just don't even have words. Like really, I just don't have words. What you're doing is so magical. And to, you know, like Thanksgiving is a day that everybody wants to sit around with their family, and instead you're opening your doors and creating new family. And I think you're just a wonderful human being.
But can I just add in quickly on the flip side of people that are texting in for donations, also reach out if you need a meal. This isn't all about just collecting donations. If you need a meal, reach out to me. You know, maybe you can link my Facebook page, Gina's Giving Back. Send me a private message. Everybody's anonymous. We can deliver it. You can pick up food for your entire family to cook. A lot of people want to cook their meal, but just can't financially afford it. I have everything here for people to cook.
I remember one year Gina showed up with the family, and they had to get some sort of dolly, I think, from the mall.
It was like shopping cart after shopping cart after shopping cart after shopping cart.
We're just so grateful.
Yeah, that might be happening this year, too.
Let's go.
Well, thank you again, Gina. It was great to talk to you, and obviously, you are a member again.
Probably the living embodiment of the Good Vibe Tribe.
Of the Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, Gina.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. It's SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Orsina from Salem, Mass.
Hello, Orsina.
Hi, Kennedy. Hi, everybody.
Good morning. Hi. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes, I will. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
That's a beautiful name. What is the origin of Orsina? I don't think I've heard that before.
It is Swiss.
Swiss. Does it mean anything in particular?
It does. It means, I mean, it has Latin origins, but it means little bear.
I love that, little bear. That's great.
Yeah.
That's super cool. All right, little bear. Kennedy's gone. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right, you win $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Orsina, are you ready?
I sure am.
Lorne Michaels, 81 today. What is Lorne Michaels known for?
Starting Saturday Night Live.
Even though she was born into a billion-dollar empire, Paris Hilton believes she's self-made, saying, quote, "Everything I've done on my own."
Wild.
Which reality TV show, also starring Nicole Richie, brought her to fame?
Oh, God.
It's a wild flex.
I never watched it, but it's like, it's not The Good Life, but nah, I don't know.
K-pop Demon Hunters is coming to life. According to the Federation of Korean Music Performers, all 5 singing voices for the Demon Boy group, the Saja Boys, have registered as members, which will allow them to take their voices to the stage. Name one of the 2 songs the Saja Boys sing in that movie.
Sugar Pop.
You're a teacher. They must be singing it in class nonstop.
They do. They do sing it nonstop. Oh, my gosh. It's huge. Oh, my God.
This is so cringe, bro.
I'm saying Sugar Pop.
Okay. Question number 4. 10 years ago today in 2015, Charlie Sheen went live on the Today Show for an exclusive interview and revealed that he was living with which illness?
Charlie Sheen? He was living with, Parkinson's?
And question number five, Miley Cyrus dropped a new track from the Avatar Fire and Ash soundtrack. It's called Dream Is One. What is the name of the planet the Avatar movies take place on?
Naboo.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What do you, you teach middle school?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Middle school art.
Ooh. Oh. What are we doing in art class today?
We are doing Shrinky Dinks, which is a fun craft from the 70s, which I know Kennedy will
I remember Shrinky Dinks.
I love a Shrinky.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom never let us have them.
Do you put them in the oven still? Is that like the process, right?
Yeah, I use a toaster oven in my classroom, but you can also use like a heat gun. But
yeah,
yep.
for the youngs out there, explain the Shrinky Dink real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to have to Google that.
Okay, so it's a shrinkable plastic that's like thin and flexible, and you draw on it, and you can like color and cut it out. And then when you shrink it in the oven, well, when you put it in the oven for like 30 seconds, it shrinks to one-third its original size. So you make like they make charms and keychains and necklaces, and it's just fun. And it's the end of the term, so it's just like a fun thing to do as we wrap up.
Oh, that's so cool. Orsino got 1 out of 5, Kennedy.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
Shrinky Dinks.
I was so wrapped up in Shrinky Dinks, I almost forgot to sue.
I know, yeah.
All right, these are tough, Kennedy. Question number one, Lorne Michaels, 81 today. What is he known for creating?
Saturday Night Live.
Tied at one. Even though she was born into a billion-dollar empire, Paris Hilton believes she's self-made, saying, quote, everything I've done on my own.
Wow.
Which reality TV show, also starring Nicole Richie, brought her to fame?
Simple Life.
Simple Life, not The Good Life. 1-0.
Oh, wow. I wasn't that far.
You were close. K-pop Demon Hunters is coming to life according to the Federation of Korean Music Performers. All five singing voices for the demon boy group, the Saja Boys, have registered as members, which will allow them to take their voices to the stage. Name one of the two songs the Saja Boys sing in the movie.
Soda Pop.
Soda Pop and Your Idol.
Yeah, not Sugar Pop. You were right there.
And I was so close.
Question number four. 10 years ago today in 2015, Charlie Sheen went live on the Today Show for an exclusive interview and revealed he was living with which illness?
Oh, I don't know. Addiction.
It was HIV.
Oh,
3-1.
Right.
Question number five. Miley Cyrus dropped a new track from the Avatar Fire and Ash soundtrack. It's called Dream As One. What is the name of the planet the Avatar movies take place on?
Pandora.
That is it. Also wonderful bracelets.
And a streaming service.
And a streaming service.
So we have 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Unfortunately, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself 4 tickets to go to Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil, December 3rd at Box Center Wang Theater, playing from November 26th through December 14th. Buy your tickets now at boxcenter.org. You enjoy those tickets, okay? I'm
excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Orsina from Salem, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Have fun making Shrinky Dinks.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 1041.
617-655-1234. Call or text. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Kennedy, how about you?
Well, I went to the mall with my good friend Dan, and we collected some toys on Saturday, and that was pretty much it for me. I spent...
Sounds good.
It was energetically a lot, and Sunday I did a lot of stuff around the house. I finished painting my bathroom. I got the trim done. Now I just have to decorate it, and then we'll be done, and I'll be real happy about
it. This is not your prince bathroom.
No, the prince bathroom's perfect. Although I did receive something from one of our listeners who came by to donate toys that I'm going to put in the Prince bathroom. She gave me a 45. That's purple.
Oh, cool.
I don't have one of those yet.
Yeah. Oh,
so
that's awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Christine is from Worcester. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. This was an interesting one. It seems like you went to an all-star what event?
All-star sumo at Foxwoods.
Oh.
You went to see sumo wrestling?
Yeah, it was really cool. My husband's into wrestling, like he did wrestling in college,
right.
And he was a wrestling coach, and he saw the tickets online. He was like, why don't we go do that? And I was like, sure, why not? I'll try anything. But yeah, it was a really cool experience. Apparently, Iron Chef Morimoto is opening a restaurant at Foxwoods, and his restaurant catered all the bento boxes you could buy, and he was a part of the first match, which was hysterical. But yeah, the wrestling was really cool. They had taiko drums opening up the ceremony. There were fireworks in the background. It was a great time.
It's incredible what these people do. And apparently, Kennedy, there's a new sumo wrestler out there who's this young kid, but he only weighs like 180 pounds and he's beating all of the big dudes.
Wow.
But he's like a third of their size. It's an incredible story.
Wow. Man,
I wish I want to see that. I've never seen a sumo match.
Me either. That sounds really, really cool.
Right. Let's see. I have Amy from Brookline, New Hampshire. Good morning.
Good morning.
You had a big pop culture weekend? In what way?
So we had to catch up to our four-year-old daughter and finally watch K-pop Demon Hunters, which we absolutely loved.
Right.
Of course you did.
So we watched that Friday night, yeah. And then, but then Saturday, we needed to, we've introduced her to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because my husband and I loved them growing up. And we finally went to Dover, New Hampshire, where it all began, and went to the placard that's on the road, and then to the street where the guys lived, Eastman and Laird, where they thought it all up, and there's an awesome sewer grate and a little sign. And we sat there and had, of course,
Pizza!
And hung out there. It was awesome.
That is so freaking cool.
So I am today years old when I found out that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles started here.
Everything has started here.
Yeah, yeah. And that's exactly what everybody says. Dover, New Hampshire, everybody's like, what? I said, yes. Awesome thing is, of course, the month it all started was in November. So randomly, that's the time of year that we were there. And it was perfect. What a great weekend.
Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power.
That's awesome. Well, thanks.
Turtle power!
We learned something new. We like to educate everybody on our show. Thanks for calling
everybody,
in, Amy.
Everybody.
Have a great
Thank
week.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Laura's from Wilmington. Hey, Laura.
Good morning.
Did you make a stop at the Burlington Mall with some toys this weekend?
I did. I brought my sons with me. We met Kennedy and Dan, and that was very exciting for us.
We loved meeting
then,
you.
We're much less impressive in person, huh?
And my sons had never been to Newbery Comics before.
Oh.
Which is right upstairs.
What a time.
Oh my goodness. It was like we had brought them to Disney World. They were so excited. When they saw that wall of the Funko Pops.
Yes, I feel the same way every time I'm in there. I see that wall of Funko Pops.
Yeah, they're really into those. Me, not so much, but they loved the store. It was like an adventure in itself, going to the mall.
What are your sons' names and how old are they?
So they're Jeffrey and Matthew, and they are 22 and 20.
That's awesome.
It helps to go sometimes in person. You know, they always shop on Amazon, and they've never been to a Newbery Comics before.
Millennials, are they millennials or is that Gen Z, Kennedy? What is that?
22 and 20 is Gen Z.
Is Gen Z.
Millennials are like 40 now.
We are teaching Gen Z about shopping malls, Kennedy, in 2025.
Shopping malls are beautiful places and wonderful spaces. Why doesn't everybody go?
Yeah, having reasons to go outside, good.
Right?
Well, thank you for bringing us the toys, Laura. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
All right. Yeah. Have a great week. Bye-bye. And just real quick, so Parrot and I went down to Delaware. We were at the Delaware Turfs, Kennedy,
yes.
In beautiful, scenic Frederica, Delaware.
Yes.
For a lacrosse tournament. And it has elevated to the next level as far as now him being in high school and going to these tournaments. They don't even play to win a championship anymore. They're just playing to show their skill. And all of these coaches are there. I mean, we saw coaches from Yale and Duke and Maryland and North Carolina from every college program.
Right.
They ride around in their golf carts with their clipboards.
Really?
It's crazy. Now, not as much for his age group yet because they're just freshmen. Right?
Okay.
They're the class of 2029. But, you know, right next to you is the class of 2027. And these kids are big and they're adults and they're smashing each other. And it's like watching. It's just incredible to watch. But we made a day of it on Friday. We got into Philadelphia pretty early. So I took Barrett over to see the Rocky statue.
Yeah.
As you do.
Right. We went and got a Philly steak with cheese. You know, got to do that whole thing.
Yeah.
Yes, we went for Pat's. No, we didn't go to Gino's. No, we didn't go to your favorite spot. We went old school Pat's. I could not believe how many people, when I posted the picture from Pat's, came at me about what was
it being a tourist trap
and why I'm at the wrong place.
Yeah.
Well, it would be like for you saying that I went to get pizza somewhere else and didn't go to Regina's if I was here. Yeah. Everybody's got their favorite.
Everybody in Philly hates if you go to Pat's or Gino's.
Oh, so good.
Tourist trap.
10 o'clock in the morning, Kennedy.
You got to go to Angelo's or Jim's on South Street.
Hey, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Tourist traps are what make your city money, friends.
Yeah. Thank you. And it was good.
And it's right off the highway, so shoosh.
That's why people come to Faneuil Hall.
It's
so tasty. It was so tasty.
Going to eat clam chowder out of a bread bowl in Faneuil Hall. Like, come on.
And then as far as the wins and losses, Kennedy, you know what they say about lacrosse. You're either winning or you're learning. We did a lot of learning this weekend.
That's all right.
We did a lot of learning.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text the show. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. You know, we went down to Delaware for the lacrosse tournament, and I posted a picture yesterday on social media, and every comment, Kennedy, under the photo was, did Barrett wear his mouth guard in the games? With his new braces.
We're very concerned about his
safety first.
About his new mouth.
He did not wear a mouth guard. You have to get a special kind of mouth guard for braces, and you have to get them molded and all of this stuff. So it's going to take us a little while to get that. And even if we do all that, who knows if he'll even wear the stupid thing.
Get you a standby on Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, they make them for people with braces. They have holes in them and everything like
that.
So
it's funny you say that, because one of the dads was telling me he saw that Barrett had gotten braces.
Yeah.
And he said, we did that, and you have to put aluminum foil on the braces.
Nope.
To mount before you mold
absolutely
them.
Absolutely not.
And then they molded and got stuck, and he had to rip them out.
Nope.
That makes you cringe a little
bit. And then I was like, maybe we won't do the mouth guard. I don't know.
And for those who don't know, Kennedy's biggest irrational fear in life is tinfoil.
I just don't know why your orthodontist didn't get him one. That wasn't part of the deal. You know what I mean? Should have been part of the deal. I feel like it should have been part of the deal.
You're a better negotiator than I am. Crystal from Holliston, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
How was your weekend? What'd you get into?
We were fundraising for our girls. Our 12-year cheer team made it top three in all New England. So we're going to nationals in Florida. We're really excited for these girls, but they have to, we're trying to raise $25,000 to get there. It's expensive, but we're going to do it. We have a lot of small businesses in town, and they're helping, and people are donating, $1, $2. So
okay.
We're going to get there.
I need you to email me, Kennedy at mix1041.com. We're going to get you on the Good Vibe Tribe to get people to donate to you, okay?
Oh my gosh, really?
Of course. Are you kidding? This is a huge deal. I got to go to Florida one time when I was in college for this particular tournament, and it is something that you'll never, ever, ever forget. So,
what is the name of the cheer squad that she's on?
They're the Holliston 12U cheer, so they're it's 12 and under, but they're fifth and sixth graders, and they're just elated, like so excited. The weekend before last, we were competing in the New England Regionals at Mohegan Sun, and all the top three teams. New England came. Oh my gosh, are you serious?
That's exciting. Kennedy? Yeah, definitely send her an email. We'll get you on the show coming up, within the next couple of days. Yep, yep. Okay.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, thanks, Crystal. Have a great week. That's cool.
It's fantastic. I mean, that's the highest you can get. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie's from Avon. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
What play did you go see this weekend?
I went to see a Sherlock Carol.
How was it?
Stage. It was phenomenal. It was funny. It was just amazing. They did a great job with six actors and the entire story, and it was amazing.
I've heard it's fantastic.
What is the premise of this one, Kennedy?
Well, she can tell you. She saw it. I didn't.
It is Sherlock Holmes. And
it's like Sherlock Holmes Christmas.
All the characters. This Carol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, characters come down. They're all grown up, and it's really cool.
Great time to go through
worth
a dead
going
zone.
To see it.
We lost you a little bit. All right. Well, thank you, Stephanie.
It's not her fault.
No. It's a cliffhanger.
It's Verizon's fault.
It's a cliffhanger. You have to feel it out when you go see. Figure it out. I have Susan from Brockton. Good morning. It was a very big weekend, I think, for Susan and her grandson.
Good morning.
A big weekend for your
grandson.
Oh, we're doing good. Oh, you have no voice? Yeah, you were out yelling for your grandsons, apparently, huh?
Absolutely. Their whole team, JV, Varsity, Freetown Aquatic Waves football team that won the Super Bowl.
Woo!
Let's go. Where did they play the game?
They didn't play the game, but their varsity, but their JV team did.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, congratulations to them.
Thanks. Stop talking and drink some tea with honey, okay?
I know. It was so great. It was so
yeah, you're definitely the grandma in the stands that the whole team's like, yo, we can hear her every time. My mother was like that when I played hockey.
Yep. Oh, I loved it. I was screaming so hard. It was the best day.
Oh, it's so good. All right. Well, thanks for calling and sharing that, Susan. Have a great week.
We love you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
A text from the 617. Carson, that tinfoil story is wrong. My son played football with a mouth guard made for braces that we got from the orthodontist, and you just have to cut and edit. I'm not saying it was right. I'm just saying that's what a parent did because that's what they were told to do. Mm-hmm. I said to him, what did the dentist say when you told him you put tinfoil on the braces? He's like, forget what the dentist said. It was what my wife said.
Right?
Understood.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jackie from Ipswich.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
And we got a fun story
Thank
about
you, you too.
What Jackie is doing at work right now. We'll get to that in just a minute. Kennedy is leaving the studio. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Jackie, you get more right than Kennedy, and you're going to win yourself $1,000 right now. Super simple. You ready?
Yes, please.
Question number one. 36 years ago today in 1989, Disney's The Little Mermaid was released. What is the name of the fish that is Ariel's best friend in The Little Mermaid?
Guppy something. I don't remember.
Guppy.
Question number two. Straight men named celebrities they think are hot. Their choices include Chris Evans, Hugh Jackman, Henry Cavill, and Matthew McConaughey. 3 of those 4 have been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Which of those hasn't?
The third one you said.
So we have Chris Evans, Hugh Jackman, Henry Cavill, and Matthew McConaughey. You're going to say it's Henry?
Henry Cavill, yes, please.
Question number 3. Ronnie DeVoe, 58 today. He was in both New Edition and Belle Biv DeVoe. In Belle Biv DeVoe's hit song, Poison, they tell you never to trust what?
Can you repeat that question?
Yes. In Belle Biv DeVoe's hit song Poison, they tell you to never trust what?
Your heart?
Question number four.
That's good advice. Never trust your heart.
The three Thanksgiving Day NFL games will include halftime performances from Jack White, Post Malone, and Lil Jon. Post Malone will perform for his hometown team that he's been a fan of his whole life. His father even worked for the team for 10 years. Which team is Post Malone a fan of?
Can I just say Dallas? I'm not sure. I don't know football very well.
And question number five. Martin Scorsese turns 83 today. He's been making movies since the 1960s and has been nominated for 16 different Oscars. But he's only won once. Which movie did he win for?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not getting this.
Okay. You want to take a guess? No? Okay.
Kennedy! If you're going to be wrong, then be brief.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We appreciate brevity.
Thank you.
All right, so Kennedy, real quick, Jackie from Ipswich, she's on her way to work. She works at a garden center, and right now, you know what they're doing?
Putting up Christmas trees.
Yeah, making Christmas decorations. Is that right, Jackie?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you're a little Christmas elf. What are you making?
Yeah, so we're out in Santa's workshop right now in the greenhouse. During the season, you know, we sell all annuals, perennials, and plants and things, but right now we're making wreaths and festive pins and different creations for decorating your home.
I love it.
Where is this?
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
Where do you work?
So we're right on Route 1 in Ipswich at Wolf Hill Garden Center, and we're even having a big Small Business Saturday. So right after Thanksgiving, that Saturday, Santa's going to be there taking pictures with kids, and we're going to have other local small businesses. Sweet Paws Rescue will be there, Animal Rescue.
Love it.
And Winfrey Fudge and all different stuff.
Your boss should give you a bonus for that excellent plug.
Yeah. Shout out to Wolf Hill Garden Center.
Let's go.
In Ipswich. All right, Kennedy, I have Jackie getting 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, friend.
Better than I thought.
These are tough. There's $1,000 on the line. Are you ready?
Yeah.
36 years ago today, 1989, Disney's The Little Mermaid was released. What is the name of the fish that is Ariel's best friend in The Little Mermaid?
Flounder?
1-0. Question number two. Straight men named male celebrities they think are hot. Their choices include Chris Evans, Hugh Jackman, Henry Cavill, and Matthew McConaughey. Three of those four have been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Who hasn't?
Oh, can you read them one more time?
Sure. That was Chris Evans, Hugh Jackman, Henry Cavill, and Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, I thought they all had.
Henry
Cavill.
Is it Cavill?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I go back and forth.
But it's him.
It is him.
However, correct. Will Superman recover from this slight?
I don't know. He's an awfully good-looking fellow.
2-1. Question number three. Ronnie DeVoe, 58 today. He was in both New Edition and Belle Biv DeVoe. In Belle Biv DeVoe's hit song, Poison, they tell you to never trust what?
A big butt and a smile.
Is that good advice, Kennedy?
Got it tattooed on me somewhere, Dan.
Question number four. The three Thanksgiving Day NFL games will include halftime performances from Jack White, Post Malone, and Lil Jon. Post Malone will perform for his hometown team. He's been a fan of them his whole life, and his father even worked for the team for a decade. Which team is it?
The Cowboys.
Yes, the Dallas Cowboys. 4-2. Question number five. Martin Scorsese, 83 today. He has been nominated for 16 different Oscars. He's been making movies since the 60s, Kennedy, but he's only won once. Which movie did he win for?
Oh. I want to say The Revenant, but I don't think that's his movie. I'm going to say The Revenant.
The Departed.
The Departed.
He had to come to Boston to win it.
There it is.
Feds are like mushrooms. We feed them crap and keep them in the dock.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Jackie. Unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. And again, shout out to Wolf Hill Garden Center in Ipswich. Go check them out.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course, anytime. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jackie from Ipswich, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We don't want a lot for Christmas.
Sing it, Kennedy Carey.
10,000 things we need.
Yes, it is our 10,000 toys for girls and boys.
We just want to put
it kicked off this weekend at the Burlington Mall, and you guys showed out.
Give
All the photos are up. If you go check out our Facebook page, thank you for coming by. We're going to be at the South Shore Plaza this Saturday, right out in front of Macy's in the open court of the mall. Mm-hmm. By the way, I heard the song that you and Dan put together on Friday, which was just epic.
It was a good one.
That was awesome. The Alicia Keys and Jay-Z of it all. Dan dropping bars.
Dropping so many bars.
Kennedy dropping hooks.
I mean, I hardly had to do anything. No, it was fantastic.
It sounded really, really good. That was a lot of fun. And I hear, Dan, you have some funny audio from the mall on Saturday.
Yeah, I talked to a couple people while we were there, which there were so many people that came and saw us. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And this first clip is going to tug at your heartstrings a little bit. So this is Jennifer and her daughter, Jacqueline, and they told us a pretty incredible story. So what's your name?
My name's Jennifer Morgan.
Jennifer, where are you coming from?
We're from Wilmington, Massachusetts.
And what's your name?
Jacqueline Morgan.
Yeah? What'd you guys just do?
We just donated to Mix 401's 10,000 toys for what?
For St. Gus.
That's right. And why did you decide to do that this year?
Toys for Tot is very special. When I was a tot, just like my daughter, we didn't have much. So I wanted to give back to the community, and this is how we do it. So every year, we always give for 10,000 toys for boys and girls.
And you just told us a pretty incredible story about why Mix 104.1 is so special for you and your daughter.
It is. We're faithful listeners to 104.1. My daughter's nonverbal autistic. She says very few words. And one of her first words were 104.1. Mix 104.1. We listen to it every morning going to school, or if we're like on the road going shopping, or wherever we are, we have 104.1 on. And all of a sudden, we're in the car, and I heard, I want 104.1.
As a mom, what did it mean to hear that?
Personally, I started crying because as a child of very few words, it was exciting. Jacqueline loves music. She is so much into music, and that's how she pretty much expresses herself a lot, is through music.
Gave me goosebumps. It's nice to know that radio's still making a difference in people's lives.
Oh, they definitely are. So being here and giving back is just my way of saying thank you.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Have a happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays. Jack?
Come back.
What do you want to say? Say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hey, what's your favorite radio station?
Buzz's
Best Variety. That's
yeah.
Right.
Jacqueline singing the jingle.
She knows the tagline, baby.
She was so excited. Mm-hmm. She was just the happiest child in the world, and you would have had no idea. Mm-hmm. You know, and when she told us that story, Dan was just like, whoa, stop everything. Mm-hmm. I need to document this because... I mean, your first words being, I mean, come on.
Gave it goosebumps, yeah.
Thank you to Jennifer and Jacqueline for that. That was special, Dan.
This one's going to be less sweet.
Okay.
Oh, this one's better,
that's all right.
Though.
Yeah, we got space for all of it.
Different. Yeah. Different.
Different. This is Tara and Coraline.
Tara and Coraline? Okay.
All right, what are your names?
Tara.
Coraline.
And how old are you, Coraline?
I'm 10 years old.
And what were you just telling Kennedy and I about the Friday free-for-all?
I think me and my mama have gotten red 6 times.
Oh, so Kennedy has read your text on the air. Were they all nice things about Carson?
No, not even a little bit.
Hey, wait a minute. This is not funny.
It just keeps getting better.
This is not funny. Do we really need to listen to this audio?
Well, comedy is subjective.
Yeah, there's some staticky stuff. I can't hear it that well.
No, not even a little bit.
What's your most solid burn?
My favorite is, can we hide Carson's turntables under Marshawn's jersey? That was pretty good, but Taylor Swift, pretty sure Taylor's wedding theme isn't going to be "This Sucks."
So is your favorite part of the show making fun of Carson?
Yeah, that's probably what I look forward to every single week.
Us too! Did we all just become best friends?
I think we did!
Thank you guys so much for bringing us toys. Coraline, you helped some kids this year. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's important to help kids on the holidays?
Because they might not have, like, a family, and it's important to make other people happy.
Bern and Carson helping kids, we should just make you a member of the show.
Maybe. I'm pretty packed every single day, but I'm free on Wednesdays.
If you can squeeze us in, you do that, okay?
Okay.
She's going to check her schedule,
Dan. I'm pretty packed, but if you want to make me a member of the show.
Coraline is my spirit animal. I mean, let's go.
No, not even a little bit.
All right, Coraline, I see you.
She understands the assignment.
I see you, Coraline. We appreciate that, Tara and Coraline.
They're counting how many times their texts get read roasting you.
from the 978. Thanks for putting my photo up. It's not like Christmas if I don't give toys and have a photo. Aww. I guess I'm going to have to go through and find all of my pictures. I think this is my fifth or sixth season doing this, and it just warms my heart every year. That from the 978, Heather from Tingsboro. Thank you so much for that, Heather.
It was great to see you.
Yeah, and again, if you came out, you brought toys to the Burlington Mall. All the photos are up on Facebook, and we are heading to the South Shore Plaza this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will be right there inside the mall in front of Macy's. And then Sunday, we are going to be out at the North Shore Mall from 12 until 2. You can see all of our locations at mix1041.com/toys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Some breaking news. The FAA is lifting all flight cuts today. So if you are going to be traveling, everything should be okay. So
and
good.
Say thank you to every TSA person you pass, because they worked for almost a month and a half with nothing.
On Thursday, before I left, Kennedy handed me a couple of Starbucks gift cards and said, I had these left over from when I traveled. Give these to anyone you run into on an airplane over the weekend.
Give them to your flight attendant.
So sure enough, as I got on my flight on Friday morning, Boston to Philly, there was a gentleman standing there, and I handed him the gift card, and he was like, oh my gosh, thank you very much. And then he brought me a large bottle of champagne.
Like I said.
No, I'm kidding. He didn't. I'm sitting in the way back, Kennedy. They
it
don't bring you champagne
yes,
when you're
do.
Sitting back there.
100% they
really?
Will. Yes.
Yeah,
well, you can get drinks anywhere on an airplane, Carson.
No, you can't. Not in the section I sit in. They don't bring it to you. Seriously, they don't. You
they
can
did
only
not
get
have a beverage service?
Water and coffee and tea. It's
how
all
long
you
was
could,
the flight?
Hour and 20 minutes.
That's why. Yeah. Smaller could, flights, they don't do a whole big beverage service.
Like, you couldn't even get a soda. It was water, tea, and coffee. I was like, okay, I'll take some of that delicious water and the Biscoff, please.
As long as you have the Biscoff, you're
fine. As long as you have the Biscoff, you're good. So, again, breaking news there. If you are traveling, the FAA has announced that all of the flight bans have been lifted 100%. It's Carson and Kennedy. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shop and get rewarded. I don't know how this happened, but I'm so glad it happened.
Okay.
And I hope it's a really good thing. But Britney Spears posted some pictures on the Insta Spaces over the weekend at a slumber party at Kim Kardashian's house.
Shut the front door.
And I'm just going to say, if there are people out there trying to support her and put her in a safe space, you couldn't be in a more safe space in one of their homes. And it makes me feel a little happy. They were lounged in a giant bed, making faces, posting pictures. And here's a little bit of the audio that she posted as well.
Alphabet.
And no, the other one. Go backwards. The other way around. Do four instead. Sorry.
Do four. Okay.
Please.
Oh, we're just chilling.
in our geriatric bed.
Yeah. This bed vibrates.
What the f***? What the f***?
Her voice, though, she really affects her voice a lot, doesn't she?
She always sounds like that, except for the one time she was in court sounding like a real person.
Right. It's just odd to me. Why it do you think she does that?
Because you got, in my unprofessional opinion,
right.
When you don't get to grow, you get stunted at some point in your life. It mm-hmm. can show up that way.
Right.
You talk like a kid because she never got to grow up. I think there's a lot of that there. I think there's a lot of affectation.
Oh, we're just chilling.
In our geriatric bed.
Yeah. This bed vibrates. What the f***? What the f***?
But I just don't care because if there's people taking care of her, she said such a warm, beautiful, and kind family. Thanks for allowing me to play mm-hmm. with your kids, for having dinner. It was an honor to spend time with you guys.
I don't think it's
if
somewhere...
If I had a house that could invite her over, I would too.
My only concern would be that's not exactly a house you go to for privacy, right? To get your stuff together. Like, there's got to be cameras there 24/7 recording every moment that is happening. And is that good or bad for her?
She's not alone.
Yeah.
Step one is not being alone.
Yeah.
And so for me, this can't be anything but at least a little bit of good, you know? Because they're not like partiers. Kim Kardashian doesn't drink. She doesn't do drugs. Mm-hmm. She's none of that, right?
Right. Yeah.
So if there is a space,
mm-hmm.
she's got people there that will cook for her, clean for her, do whatever for her. So anyway, I'm going to take it as a good thing. Whether anybody else wants to or not, I don't know. In related Kardashian news, Ray J has filed a cross-complaint accusing Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner of violating a $6 million settlement agreement related to their long-running sex tape dispute. He denies their recent defamation claims, calling their lawsuit a public relations charade driven by publicity, power, and punishment, and alleges they use him to generate publicity for projects like the Kardashian. His filing claims the infamous tape was consensual, that Kardashian and Jenner coordinated its release, and they later manufactured controversies, including false claims of assault and extortion to boost their show. Ray J said Kardashian begged him in 2022 to play along with another fabricated storyline, and he refused. He is seeking dismissal of their suit plus $1 million in damages.
Hmm.
Which doesn't seem like a lot, but you do you.
Oh, I totally believe that whole thing was orchestrated.
Mm-hmm.
And it was orchestrated brilliantly by Kris Jenner. Look at what she's done with that family.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it was not just all happenstance at all.
Yeah. And as we get closer and closer and closer to the Wicked for Good release, they were on The Tonight Show. Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande, Jonathan Bailey, Jeff Goldblum, Michelle Yeoh, Bowen Yang, Ethan Slater, and Marissa Bode performing a song about their respective characters. Dan, this one's just for you.
Okay.
Alphaba.
And Glinda, too.
Back again.
For something new.
Time to meet
the entire crew.
Wanna start?
No, after you.
First, Fiero.
That's my name.
He's a prince.
And always game.
Then there's Fanny.
That be me.
Hey, bestie.
Love you, queen.
Madame Marble.
Guess I'm next.
She's in charge.
And quite complex.
Buck and Nessa.
Hello.
Here. I can't keep up.
One more.
Oh, dear.
It's the wizard.
I'm that dude.
More like fraud.
Okay, rude.
So that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It's just a fun word to say. Kennedy, say hey to Emily from Hopkinton.
Hi, good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Also,
Kennedy, can you say hi?
Hi.
That who's is her that? Daughter, Hannah, who's on her way to kindergarten class.
Oh, hi, Hannah.
Say hi. She loves you, Kennedy.
I love you, Hannah.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. Will you two kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Will you help me? Say, Kennedy, could you please leave the studio? Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Hannah doesn't like
Thank
being put
you,
on the spot.
You too.
Yep. No, Hannah's a lot like Kennedy. Don't tell me what to do. Five
that
pop culture.
Just like Hannah.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That is, of course, a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear what is happening. Question number one. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has returned to the Billboard Hot 100 earlier than ever before, re-entering at number 31 on the latest chart. True or false? All I Want for Christmas Is You goes all the way to becoming the number one song in the entire country every year before Christmas. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
Danny DeVito, 81 today. He's been on which hit comedy series since 2006 that's still airing new episodes?
Oh. I haven't seen him in anything. Oh. It can't be It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, can it? I'm going to go with that because I don't know anything else he's in.
Question number three. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl is still the number one album in the country, and Fate of Ophelia is still the number one song for the fifth week in a row. The Life of a Showgirl only has one guest feature on the entire album. Who is the singer?
Sabrina Carpenter?
Rainn Wilson apparently took a side in Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively's legal battle, telling his friend Justin he was set up and ambushed. Rainn Wilson played Dwight Schrute on The Office. What kind of farm did Dwight own and operate?
Oh, stupid guess of what farm? It wasn't a big Office fan. Let's say, what's a funny farm? A chicken? A chicken farm. We don't know.
Question number five. Kim Kardashian and Britney Spears had a pajama party sleepover. Kim and Britney have been friends for years. They met through a mutual friend. Kim was actually this friend's assistant before getting famous. Who is she?
Is it Paris Hilton?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I love how Emily answered every question with a question.
Yeah.
But then absolutely crushed it. No, you crushed it. Emily got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Woo, all right, well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has returned to the Billboard Hot 100 earlier than ever. It is now 31 in the latest chart. Kennedy, true or false? This song goes all the way to becoming the number one song in the entire country every year before Christmas. True or false?
True.
It is true. Every year since 2019. Tied at one. Danny DeVito, 81 today. He's been on which hit comedy series since 2006 that is still airing new episodes?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. My son asked, we saw It's an Always Sunny sign when we were in Philly this weekend, and he asked me, is it always sunny in Philadelphia? And I said, I don't know.
No.
It's not always sunny anywhere in the Northeast, but it's one of the best comedies ever made.
You can go to the bar.
Question number 3. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl is the number one album in the country, and Fate of Ophelia is still the number one song for a fifth week in a row. The Life of a Showgirl only has one guest feature on the entire album. Who is the singer?
Tate McRae?
They just sold out 6 shows.
Sabrina.
Yeah, in L.A. Yep.
Well, this just got very interesting.
3-2. Question number 4. Rainn Wilson apparently took a side in the Justin Baldoni Blake Lively battle, telling his friend Justin he was set up and ambushed. Rainn Wilson played Dwight Schrute on The Office. Which kind of farm did Dwight own and operate?
A beet farm.
It was a beet farm.
Bears, beets, Battlestar Galactica.
Tied at 3. Question number 5. If you get this one wrong, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian and Britney Spears had a pajama party sleepover. Kim and Britney have been friends for years. They met through a mutual friend. Kim was actually this friend's assistant before getting famous. Who is she?
Paris Hilton.
Yes,
she was. She used to fix her closet.
Did you hear Hannah in the background going, oh.
Sorry.
We didn't win, Hanny.
4-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy. Unfortunately, Emily, you don't get the cash. But thank you to you both for listening every morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, we love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Did you say Hannah?
Hannah.
And Emily from Hopkinton, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Get
game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with the 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Holly is calling us all the way from New Hampshire, Kennedy.
Hey, Holly.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $1,000, okay?
Okay.
I know you're headed to the grocery store. That'll get you a few groceries.
At least three bags at these prices.
All right.
A few things.
Holly, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. South Park had another shocking episode about the president last week. Which state does South Park take place in?
Oh, my God. My husband's going to kill me. Oh, my God. Is it Iowa? I'm going to say Iowa. I forget.
I don't want people to die over this game. It's just for funsies. Question number two. The rapper Offset suggested on social media that his ex's new baby is his, and she isn't happy about it. She, of course, has said that the baby belongs to Patriots player Stephon Diggs. Who is she?
Cardi B.
Remember those reports that said the Black Sabbath Back in the Beginning show had raised $190 million for charity? Well, Ozzy Osbourne's widow says it was actually $11 million. Who is she? What's her name?
Sharon, I was
going to
say it funny, but...
Sharon!
There you go. Thank you. Yes, Sharon.
Question number four. Now You See Me, Now You Don't upset the Running Man at the box office this weekend. Which actor stars in the new Running Man?
Oh, God. Jesus, I should know this. What
it's
is
not Jesus.
No, I... oh my God, what's his name? Glenn. God, what's his name?
Glenn Close.
Glenn Powell.
And question number five. Classic rock singer Dennis DeYoung ripped the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for making musicians wait until they're incapacitated or dead to get in. Which classic rock band was he the lead singer for?
I'm sorry, what person? I was laughing at your Jesus comment.
Dennis DeYoung. Dennis DeYoung.
Dennis DeYoung?
Yep. That's going way back.
Oh, God.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio,
no idea.
Please.
Kennedy!
You're a vibe, Holly. Anytime you want to play, you call in, okay?
All right, this is my fourth time.
Is it? Well, see that?
It
I was
is.
Right. You must be doing
and
something
husband,
right to get through.
My husband just texted me the answer that I said.
Don't say it. Kennedy's back. Don't say anything.
I won't. But I know I got it wrong.
Holly got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, Holly.
These are tough. $1,000 on the line. Are you ready?
Okay.
South Park had another shocking episode about the president last week. Which state does South Park take place in?
Colorado.
It is Colorado, 1-0. The rapper Offset suggested on social media that his ex's new baby is his and she isn't happy. Of course, she says the baby is Patriots player Stephon Diggs. Who is she?
Cardi B. Ew, rude.
It's kind of crazy, though. What if it is?
Don't you think she knows?
2-1. Question number three.
What a thing to say.
Remember those reports that said Black Sabbath, Back to the Beginning show, had raised $190 million for charity?
Uh-huh.
Well, Ozzy's widow says it was actually $11 million, but thank you for playing. Who is she? What's her name?
Sharon.
Yeah, she had said after the concert all these stories about how much money had been raised were, like, wildly inaccurate and that she would put out the real number. When it was
I mean, $11 million in one night is still pretty dang good.
It's incredible.
It's an incredible number.
Yeah. 3-2, question number four. Now You See Me, Now You Don't upset the Running Man at the box office this weekend. Which actor stars in the new Running Man?
Oh, Glenn...
Gary Glenn Ross.
Glenn.
From The Walking Dead.
Glenn something.
Glenda, the Wicked Witch.
Glenn something.
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell.
Tied at 3, question number 5. Classic rock singer Dennis DeYoung ripped the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for making musicians wait until they're incapacitated or dead to get in. He's not wrong.
Not wrong.
Which band was he the lead singer for?
Styx.
Domo Arigato, Mr.
Come
Roboto.
On.
Put some respect on his name. 4-3 is the final score. Nice work, Holly. Holly.
Yeah.
What's your husband's name?
Jordan.
Jordan. All right, Jordan. Don't kill Holly, please. We'll find out. Because she's already identified you as the killer.
Yeah, we don't want to deal with all that paperwork. No.
They killed Holly. No, I'm just kidding.
I get it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.